Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our gospel connection. The scripture for this morning is Jeremiah 30:17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, from whom no one cares. Again, Jeremiah 30:17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, from whom no one cares. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Technical difficulty as usual, always. As usual, it's thrown on my mind. Wow. God bless you. Good morning. Thank you guys so very much for joining us this morning. It is Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We thank you guys for joining in and tuning in. We're just excited about what God has to say in this hour. We are just excited about what God has to say at this time. We do realize and understand that, you know, that we have certain situations and circumstances that come in life. And sometimes we just, ladies and gentlemen, we just got to hold on and just watch God move according to his power and his strength. Amen? Amen. On this morning, we're before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for who you are. God, we thank you for where you are. We thank you for whose you are in this world, God. God, we graciously and wonderfully, God, call upon your name, God. We are excited about what you're doing in this hour, God. We understand and know, God, that it's in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you, God. We ask that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly, not only just to us, not only just through us, but God, we ask you to speak for us. God, intervene into our lives and into our minds and into our spirits. God, to let us know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Father, we thank you for purpose being made manifest in us. God, that we walk in you and realize, oh God, God, no matter where we may find ourselves at, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And God, we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And we say, take power, God, over the situation and circumstance. God, move in your timing. God, move in your area, God. Move in your dimension, God. Move in your systematic way of you moving, God. God, and we'll give your name the glory. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray today, God, that you be strength. And not only just strength, God, but be power. Not only just power, God, but be hope. Not only just hope, God, but be joy. God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, for fixing whatever situation, circumstances going on in their life. Father, is our prayer. God, we pray this prayer, God, asking, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. We thank you again so very much for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing on today. We're just excited about what God is going to do on this Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. And as always, guys, we're going to acknowledge the countries that are listening in to us. And we thank you guys so very much for listening in. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much, again, as always, for listening in and tuning in. And my PSA every morning, guys, is going to be pretty much the same. We need to continue to pray, not only just that God will continue to be over the lives of those that are preaching this gospel here on the United States soil, but we need to pray for those that are preaching the gospel overseas. I told you guys about the pastor in China whose home was invaded by the authorities to take him into a concentration camp because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus. But we don't want to just focus on that. You know, there are some things that are happening right now that are causing a shift and a change in this country. And we thank God for it. We see certain things happening. We see praise and worship being displayed throughout the country right now, where people are praying and interceding for each other. And it's a beautiful thing. We can't stop there, though. We got to continue to pray because the one thing we cannot do is we can't get comfortable. We can't get comfortable in this fight. We can't get comfortable in this battle because we understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So we have to continue in this fight. We have to continue in this prayer, in this prayer mode of praying and asking God to do what he does best, and that is show up and be God and be big in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer toward every person that's under our voice that's across this country, overseas. We pray that God will continue to have his hands on and over your life. Amen. Amen. God bless you. That's my PSA for this morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Thank you. I set ratings records for NBC. I set revenue records for my company.
When you start talking about Paula Madison, I have never walked into a major business room that she wasn't sitting in.
We really did run our family like a corporation.
It was always for us about entrepreneurship and doing things together.
This woman is amazing, whether you're talking about entertainment, whether you're talking about buying a sports team.
I'm not the first person to do whatever I've done. I'm just the person standing in front of you talking about it. You can do this.
I wanted techniques and concepts that would help ordinary people to believe the unbelievable.
Negotiating your way through life, there absolutely has to be a faith and a belief and a connection with God. Together, we can make our dreams come true.
I am looking forward to seeing you in Charlotte, North Carolina at ILS 2020 with Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'm a look for you.
Just for these next few moments, use me as your instrument. Lives will be changed. People will be delivered. It is already done in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, are you ready for the Word of God? I tell you, this is such an honor for me tonight. I was back a few years ago. I would tell the media ministry, don't y'all break this tape. I gotta have this tape. Yeah, preaching at the convocation, this is a blessing, Bishop Ellis. This is a blessing. We are going to the gospel according to Matthew, the 28th or the 14th chapter. And I'm going to focus in on verse 28, Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 28. Before we read, we make a confession in our ministry on how we receive the Word of God. I think that instructions need to be given, not form and fashion, but instructions on how to receive the Word of God. I fly several times a week, but every time I get on the airplane, they give me instructions on how to fly. And I think we need instructions on how to receive the Word of God, because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Do you realize that my educated mind can kill this Word? I got to place the Spirit over my mind. So tonight I am here to tell you we got to believe God's Word. I am proud to be a kingdom representative. I don't make no bones about it. I represent the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. I know my assignment. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this Bible is our kingdom constitution that supersedes the U.S. Constitution. Now, U.S. Constitution, if you line up with this, you got me. If you don't, I'm sticking to the kingdom Constitution. So I need you to stand for a moment. Lift your Bibles, your iPads, your iPhones. If you don't have any of those, just place your hand over your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And repeat after me, if you will, if I receive this word with my mind only, this word will be dead for me. But if I receive this word, this kingdom constitution, with the Spirit over my mind, over my emotions, over my fleshly desires, this word will be life for me. Lord, I don't need religious form and fashion. I need life. Look at somebody and tell them, receive life. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Matthew 14 and 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want to talk just for a few moments tonight about dealing with impossibilities. Dealing with impossibilities. Of course, it's perception, and perception unchallenged becomes reality. Because we really know, as we deal with impossibilities, it's not really impossible, because all things are possible with Him, if you can just believe. But I love this particular story, because the one thing that holds my attention and grips my heart in this amazing, amazing story is the figure of Jesus walking on the water in this storm. Now, what Jesus is doing here, Jesus is challenging us to rise with Him to another and higher type of life than we normally live. What He's trying to tell us, and this is important, maximize your potential. Maximize that unexposed ability. There's something inside of you, that untapped strength. Things that seem to be impossible. He said, what I need you to do, I need you to rise with me to this level, to realize you're not just average. You got to watch people. You know, you just start saying what other people say, but you just can't say what other people say. I'm just so glad I'm just an average kind of person. I'm just kind of average kind of person. Do you know what average means? Average means being on top of the bottom. Now, why are you going around bragging, I'm so glad I'm on top of the bottom. I'm so glad I'm on top of the bottom. No, you are on top of the top, because greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world. So Jesus became what we are so that we could become what He is. So that's why tonight I wanted to look at this raging storm, this interesting story, because as we look at this raging storm, the disciples are there, but the only authority that they have over this storm is a voice of fear. Now that's dangerous, because the devil can smell fear. And the devil knows, and he will come after you and will attack you, because if he knows and he understands that God did not give you fear, he comes and he attacks, because God has not given to us the spirit of fear. He's given to us power. He's given to us love. He's given to us a sound mind. So he will attack you, because he can feel, you can act like you're so strong, but the devil can smell fear. Just like somebody trying to be all strong around a big dog that comes barking at you. That dog can smell fear if you got authority over the dog, or if the dog's got authority over you. You know, here come the dog bark, and you talk, better get away from me, dog. You better, I ain't scared of you. Better, you backing up all the time. No, dog knows I'm coming at you, because I know you're scared. Listen, people of God, look at this particular story. For 9 hours, battle with this storm. 9 hours. Now, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. It's still dark. The storm is still raging. Their muscles now are sore. They're weak. They're tired. And I can see the disciples as they begin to look at each other and say, if only the master was here, he would know how to handle this storm. If only Jesus was here. He could handle this storm. And the reason why they were saying that, because they knew that he had handled other storms in the past. They were out on the raging sea and the billows were tossing high. And here these disciples are on the boat, but Jesus is in the hull of the ship and he's fast asleep in the hull of the ship. The disciples are on top, but they're scared and they look at each other like little boys talking about, somebody better go wake him up. Somebody better, I ain't gonna wake him up. Oh no, I ain't gonna wake up. Somebody better wake him up. So they go down and they wake Jesus up. And they say, Master, I don't even know how you could sleep through all of this. The tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. We are about to lose our lives. I could see Jesus getting up and wiping his eyes and looking at his disciples and probably saying, this is just a shame. How long are y'all going to be with me and be this fearful? Don't you know that I'm Jesus with my eyes open, but I'm still Jesus with my eyes closed? In fact, he really got upset with the storm. I could hear him speaking to the storm. Now, you know better, storm. You know I got some scaredy cat disciples. Why would you mess with them? And you know I'm trying to sleep. Why would you let a storm come right now when I'm trying to sleep? And that's when he spoke to the storm and said, storm, shut up. I got to get me some sleep. Peace be. Peace be still. And so these disciples are talking about, if only Jesus was here, where is he? Then all of a sudden, there's a walker on the water. A walker on the water. And the Bible said that they saw something out there on the water and they thought it was a ghost and they were afraid. Now, I want you to listen to this because this is important, because a whole lot of people are involved in form and fashion. Listen to what they're saying now. If only Jesus was here. He knows how to handle this storm. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water and they're afraid. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water and they're afraid. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water and they are afraid. It sounds like some of us. Oh, we know how to pray. Lord, I need you right now. Come on right now. Come on right now. Right now. Right now. And when he shows up, you get afraid. I got some news for you, people of God. When I call him, I don't care if he's got to walk on the water. I don't care what he has to do. I know any way you bless me is all right with me. Ah, people of God, you got to understand this, because he will show up. He will show up. That's why Jesus had to speak to them quickly, because they were about to jump out of that boat. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. He couldn't even call his name. He just said, be of good cheer. Be not afraid. Now, it's still dark. The storm is raging, Bishop Sheard. It's raging. They really can't see. But when Jesus said that, he didn't call his name. But be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. It was Peter who said, is that you? I know that voice. I know it's dark out there, but I know that voice. And right here, I want to put a pin there so that you can understand, because the only way you can recognize that voice in a storm, you need to get familiar with the voice before the storm. Because if you get familiar with him before the storm, when the storm you, Jesus. I know that's you. He's coming to your rescue, and he will supply all your needs. Listen, people of God, listen, people of God. That's when Peter said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me come, and I'll walk on the water. These were welcome words, Bishop Wells. These were welcome words because Peter believed that impossibilities could be transmitted into possibilities. Somebody said, you really don't even test the resources of God until you try the impossible. God is saying, give me something hard. Come on, you ain't even testing my resources. Apparently, you don't know I can make a way out of no way. I can put a door where there is no door. You don't even test the resources of God until you try the impossible because he specializes. I may have some witnesses here. I know it may be the first night, but I may have some witnesses here. You know that he's the one that will supply your every need. Charles Spurgeon said, one man says, I will do as much as I can. I will do as much as I can. But the response came back, as much as you can. Anybody can do that. He who believes in Jesus Christ does what you cannot do. Oh, God, get us to the level where we get back to the place where we trust you and we believe you and know that you can make a way out of no way. You see, when Paul looked at the gigantic task around him, he said, who is sufficient to handle these things? This is a lot. This is a lot. Lord, I'm looking at all of the circumstances around me. I'm looking at all the trouble around me. Who is sufficient to handle these things? But when he looked away from the things and he looked to Jesus, who gives us power, he answered and said, I can do all things. Is there anybody here, you got the power in Jesus to realize that if you trust him tonight, some way, somehow, I don't care what you're dealing with in your life, he is able to see you through. Jesus wants us to have great faith in him. Dr. Martin Luther King made many great speeches, but one of the greatest ones he made, he said, it doesn't matter now. Yeah, but Dr. King, they're trying to destroy you. It doesn't matter now. You don't know the kind of experience I had with God. They're going to burn down your house. It doesn't matter now. When you get to that level where you are so sold out to God that you're able to say it doesn't matter now. Yeah, if you don't want to follow the word of God, it doesn't matter. You ain't got to stay under my teaching. It doesn't matter now. If you don't want the word, because I'm going to give you the word. We got to be able to speak into the lives of people. I know my assignment. And could I tell you the kind of faith that God wants in this 108th holy convocation? He wants reckless faith. What are you talking about, Bishop? He wants reckless faith. Reckless faith is the opposite of careful faith. Too many of us, we got the kind of faith, oh, when everything is going well, oh, thank you, Lord, you be good to me. But just as soon as some trouble comes, you tiptoe through the tulips, being careful, wondering if that was really God. We need some people with reckless faith, where you can't always see your way, but you're going to trust him anyhow. I'm not talking about somebody, even when God tells you to give, you're talking about, oh, that may be my emotions. I better sit on down. If God said it, do it. If God tells you to do it, I don't care how crazy it looks, do it because God said do it. And if you do it because God said do it, he will make a way somehow. A reckless driver can be in such a bad situation. A reckless driver can be in such a bad situation that he or she will take the hand off the steering wheel, cover their eye, because they don't want to see what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to land, but I can't look. I can't look. I trust the car. You got to do it because I can't see it. I'm just praying the day will come that we would get our hands off the steering wheel and let God drive. Because God knows how to handle it. All you got to do is put your hands over your eyes and say, Lord, I'm just going to believe. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's about to happen. But I know that you're going to make a way somehow. I ain't got to see my way. As long as you are in charge, I dare you, just put your hands over your eyes. Just say, Lord, I trust you, Lord. Lord, I trust you. I know that you can fix it. I know that you can make a way out. Lord, I listen, people of God, look at the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years. That was reckless faith. 12 years. She'd been suffering, but she heard Jesus was in town. She made up in her mind, I got to go to the meeting. I have to see Jesus. But can't you see the crowd is so huge? By the time she gets up close to the podium, can't you see one of the disciples coming up saying, God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Jesus has been ministering all day long. He's tired. We're going to have to get him in. I'm going to ask you to please cooperate with us. The disciples are going to help me in this area. We're going to take Jesus down the middle aisle. We have one request. Nobody touch him. He's prayed for everybody that he could today. Just one request. Follow the rules. Don't touch him. Well, you know church folk. I could see them walking around. He ain't all of that. He could have prayed for me. I came all this way. He could have prayed for me. Walking away mad. But not this woman. She heard what the disciples said. But what she said, I don't need him to lay hands on me. I don't need him to anoint me with oil. But if I could just, I dare you to look at somebody and tell them reckless faith. Reckless faith will make you break the rules. Reckless faith will say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Sit down a moment, sit down a moment. Reckless faith. Reckless. Reckless faith. Reckless faith is the kind of faith. The kind of faith that the sick man had. When they took him to see Jesus. Same kind of situation. This man is so sick. His employees had to carry him on his bed. But he gets to the house where Jesus is, and it's crowded. You can't get in the house. You can't get in the doorway. In
And so his employers, I'm sure, are so devoted to him, I'm sure they keep pushing the bed up, trying to get as close as they can. And I could hear them say, if you please, just let us through, just let us through. This man is real sick. He really needs to see Jesus. Could you just please move over and let this man come through? And you know how church folk are. Who, we sick too? Who, you think he is? He ain't the only one sick. Better wait in line like everybody else. So the man, Bishop Shearer, couldn't get through the front door. So I could hear the employee say, well, boss, we tried. Maybe he'll come in through in another few months, and maybe he'll pray for you then. But I could hear the man say, oh, no, I'm going to see him today. Some way, somehow, I'm going to see him today. And I could hear the man say, here's what I need you to do. Take me up to the roof. Now, come on, boss. Come on, boss. Now, that's reckless. Now, you know this ain't your house. We can't go up on this man's roof. I know you want to see Jesus, but let's go home. Let's not embarrass ourselves. We don't want nobody to arrest us. I don't care what you say. I need to see Jesus. Take me up to the roof. They take him up to the roof because they have to obey him. And they get up on the roof. Usually in the day, that day, you could see down into the rooms. But in this particular building, you couldn't see down into the room. And I could hear his employees say, now look at us. Now we're all embarrassed. We got to go back through the crowd. They're going to be laughing at us. Y'all went up there and still didn't see him. So, but I could hear this man say, oh, no. I'm going to see him. Do you know what this man with this reckless faith did? He said, tear the roof off. Ain't that crazy? I'm here to tell you, people of God, when you really want something from God, tear the roof off. You're going to have to do something crazy that people ain't used to seeing you do. But I got to see Jesus so bad. I ain't going to let you go, not until you bless my soul. I dare you to look at somebody, tell them, tear the roof off. I'm almost finished. Peter said, bid me come. Jesus, is that you? I know that's you, Jesus. If you tell me to get out of this boat and walk on that water, Jesus, I will get out of this boat and walk on the water just like you. Now, can't you imagine the disciples in the boat with Peter? You know again how church folk are. Here's a man who wants to trust Jesus, but you know how some church folk are. Peter, you better sit yourself down. Now, you know you ain't Jesus. You got a zeal, and it ain't according to knowledge now. Don't be crazy now. Just sit yourself on down. There ain't no Holy Ghost. But I could hear Peter say, y'all shut up. I am going to walk on this water if Jesus tells me to come. And I could hear Jesus say, all right, you got that kind of faith. You got that kind of faith. I am going to tell you to come. But let me tell you, God's getting ready to do some amazing things in your life. Hear me, Kojic. Hear me, Church of God in Christ. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for you. I come to speak it in your life tonight, that God is about to do it for your life. And I just believe that there's some water walkers in this place this night. You have come to the house of the Lord, and you ain't afraid to get out of the boat. You're not afraid afraid to get the blessings that God has for you and deal with your impossibilities. But I got to give you one key. If you're going to get out of the boat, this is one thing you're going to have to do. And Peter had to do it. You're going to have to do it. Get away from negative folk. Negative folk will keep you in the boat. Presiding Bishop, I get so sick of people hanging around me with boat mentality. You got to know how to get out of your comfort zone. You got to know how to trust God. If God is God, he said, I'm going to supply your every need. I'm going to make a way out of no way. I dare you to touch somebody. Tell them, get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Get out. I don't care. If you got negative folk around you, tell them, I don't need to hear you now. I'm hearing what God is saying to me right now. Get out of the boat. Jesus. That's you. Bid me come. Peter starts walking on the water. And I know there were some people saying, he went down, but at least he started walking. Ain't none of them did no walking. At least he started walking, but he made one mistake. And if you're going to be a water walker, don't make this mistake. Because he started walking on the water, and can't you see him as he looks back at the boat and looks at the disciples and says, y'all see me? Thought I couldn't do it, huh? Look at me, I'm walking on the water. And I can hear Jesus say, oh, you doing that? You doing that? Well, let me just back off, and you go ahead and walk on the water. You know what happened. Peter went. But thank God he had enough sense. He had enough spirituality to say, Lord, save me. I don't care how much talent you have. I don't care how gifted you are. You got to know God is the only one who's able to save you. I feel like preaching in this place. I stop by to tell you, this is a new season. In Church of God in Christ, you better get ready, because God is raising up a nation that's going to be water walkers. I don't know how you feel about it. I made up in my mind. I don't want to get out there on the eagle, but Jesus, if you tell me to walk on the water, we'll walk on the water. I think I got some witnesses here. Because when you get out of the boat, the devil in hell can't block you. The devil in hell can't stop you. Now, how many of you know that the devil even comes to holy convocation? Not just the Holy Ghost, but the devil comes to holy convocation. But since the devil is in the house tonight, I just think we need to make him nervous. I think we need to have a rehearsal, because before any great event, there's got to be a rehearsal. Dr. Judy McAllister didn't just get up there tonight. They prepared for the big event. I just want to prepare some water walkers. Some water walkers that are about to get out of the boat and walk on the water. You're about to make the devil mad right now. I know. We're just symbolizing it. This ain't for everybody. This is just for water walkers. I need you, wherever you are, get out of your area and take three steps and just
Walk. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Won't God make a way somehow? If somebody's still looking at you like you're crazy, just touch them, say, get out of the boat. Get out. Get out of the boat. I ain't got to wait till official Sunday to get out of the boat. But Tuesday night, I'm out. Woo! I'm out. Now don't wait. I need to see my musicians. Don't wait till the battle is over. I need somebody. Shout now. Shout now. Is there anybody that's this? Is there anybody? You know God will make a way somehow. Yes. If somebody wants to know how I became a crazy water walker, can I just tell you the truth? I learned it right here in the church of God in Christ, because my daddy taught me ain't gonna be no boat mentality, folks, up in this house. And I'm so glad I got out of the boat. And I'm here to tell you, prophet, won't God make a way? Yeah, he will. Yeah.
I feel the presence of God in this place. You gotta have reckless faith. When I was growing up, I came under folk who had reckless faith. People would come up on crutches and in wheelchairs. And get out of that chair. Reckless faith. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, look at somebody, say, don't do it without me. I need some worship. I need some worship. I need some worship. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Glory, whatever you're doing in this season, please without me. Don't do it without me. Now come on, help me say it, y'all. Lord,
Amen, amen, amen. Water walkers, water walkers. God bless you, Bishop Bob Paul Martin, for all of you all who are, who heard that message, who was in a place to where you did not understand where you needed to be, what you needed to be doing, what direction you needed to be trying to carry yourself to on today. Listen. God has called you to be a water walker. Don't be fearful by what you see. Know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust God and let God be God and the devil be a lie. We're just so excited and so happy, glad that God has stepped in to move by his power and by his strength to speak life to us on this morning, to speak strength to us this morning, to speak a word of encouragement to us on this morning through that message for us to continue to stand. One of the things that Bishop said in that message, he said that we need to stop letting people try to dictate to us how we go, what direction we go in, if we're qualified. You know, the Bible says I predestinated you. He said, I called you. I predestinated you. I called you and I justified you. I love that scripture because watch this. First thing he did, he said, I predestinated you. In other words, I already put you on your path. I already let you know that this is the direction. This is where you need to be going. So you already have a direction to go in. You know what you need to do. But sometimes we have to wait for God to make the call. We can't step out until God tells us to move. That's the beautiful thing about God. God will give us directions, but he'll also tell us, wait a minute, hold on, wait for my call first. You got the directions. You know that job interview that you got. They tell you, I'm going to give you the directions. You got the job. You got the assignment. You got it already. He said, but let me give you the call so you can be in timing. Come here, let's talk. You can be in the timing of God. Sometimes, people of God, we move out of the timing of God, and when we move out of the timing of God, what we end up doing is we move too quick, we move too soon, and we wind up being in a place, watch this, that was not designed for us to be there yet. Come on, let's get real. Let's talk about it. God has put us on the right path. God has put us in the right direction. God has given us the whole entire role of the situation. We know what we need to do. We know where we need to be at. We know how we need to do it. We know exactly what we need to do. But God said, hold on, wait a minute. Let me make the call first. Let me make the call first. But see, we're prepared, but the place that he's sending us to, or the people that's attached to where he's sending us to, is not prepared. So he has to prepare the people. Come here. Because, see, we can't go in with a group of people who ain't prepared. That's the reason, oh, Lord, that's the reason why so many times God tells us to wait. He said that the three answers that he gives us is yes, no, and wait. I tell people, God, it's just as much love in that no as it is in that wait. And then yes, but watch this. The weight is where we have the issue at. The weight is where we have the problem at. Because watch this. As a people, we're like our children. Come here. As a people of God, we're like our children. You know how it is when your children, when we tell our kids to wait, you know how it is. They want it right then and now. They want their money and they need it now. Come here, let's talk about it. J.G. Whitworth, they want their money and they want it now. But guess what? Sometimes God says it's important for us to wait. Wait on his preparing of the place. Wait on him preparing the people. See, because in that, oh God, in that wait, what he does is he takes all the people that's in the way and move them out of your way. So that way it don't be so hard for you when you come in. Now, that don't mean you're not going to have obstacles. Come here, let's talk. Let's be real about this thing. Just because there's a wait and he tells you to wait, and then when you go into that place, it does not mean that you're not going to have obstacles. Obstacles is what tests you for that area. It what enhances you in that area. Testing and trials is what makes you grow. Come here, let's talk. It makes you grow in that area. Testing and trials and tribulations is what makes you become better in that area. Testing and trials and tribulations is what gives you the, watch here, what fortifies your gift. Testings and trials in that area and what causes you to understand that, watch this, not only is this my time, and not only is this my season, and not only is this my shift, not only is this my promise and my purpose meeting hand in hand and causing, watch this, my destiny to come to pass, it is God showing up and saying, okay, here it is. This is why we need to understand the power of the wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and he shall renew thy strength. No. He says, wait upon the Lord, and you shall renew your strength. You shall, come here, if you read the text, he says, wait upon the Lord, and you shall renew your strength. In other words, God will give you the ability to strengthen your, come here. Sometimes people are, oh, Lord, y'all going to make me preach like I'm like I lost my mind up in here. Sometimes God will give us situations to help us or make us strengthen ourselves. We would have to speak, God will teach us how to speak strength to ourselves in the places that we're in. See, God allows testings and trials to come to make you better, not bitter. How does God make you better? I'm so glad you asked. I'll ask some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You become better when the issues and circumstances of life that comes on, they come, but they don't cause you to stumble. They cause you to stumble and cause things and circumstances to happen. So we have to know that all things are working together for our good. And allow God to be God and be strength in the time of trouble. Be strength in the time of trouble. And know that all things are working together for their good. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing in this hour and this time. And know that God is doing his magnificent best in our life and that all things are working together for our good. Amen. We'll be right back.
Place my hope in Calvary, where love spilled from a rugged tree. Oh, mercy and grace washed over me. His life hung for my ransom fee.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Listen, we're going to go into the Overcomer scripture and into the Overcomer's prayer on this morning. Those of you all who knows that time, this is the season, this is the shifting in God that you need to take. You need to take this thing to another level in your relationship with God. And you know that everything that is going on in your life, and that it is time for you to make that move, to make that walk, to make that transition, that you need to get to the place where you need to be at in God. This is your opportunity. This is your time. This is your chance. So this is we're going to read the Overcomer scripture, and then we're going to go into the Overcomer's prayer. And it reads that it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. It is just as simple as that. The ability or the importance of you confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you will be saved. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, those of you all that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, that no matter where you may find yourself, some days it's a little bit more easier and some days a little more harder. But know that even in that, God is yet in control. He will bring you out of the muck and miry clay. He will transition you to where you need to be. Only thing you have to do is just trust him beyond what you see. A lot of times, our conditions are a little bit more difficult than we can bear. Sometimes our conditions are a little bit more complex or complicated than we're ready for. But guess what? At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, when rubber meets the road, when that trial and that tribulation that is so overbearing and overpowering that's on our life, it tends to shake us to our core. It tends to show up in the most inopportune times. But we have to realize that we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We have to allow ourselves to walk into that place. Because the enemy's desire is to keep us captivated, is to keep us stuck in this condition, stuck in this tradition, stuck in this mindset and this mentality, and we will lose hope. We will lose hope because we're focusing on what we see. But can I be the bearer of good news for some and a bearer and a dispeller of myths for others? The Bible tells us the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. It is not until you change how you look at the situation. If you look at this thing and say, okay, I'm going to be trapped by this thing for the rest of my life, guess what? You're going to be trapped by that thing for the rest of your life. But if you can look at that thing and say, I'm going to change how I perceive my situation. I'm going to change how I perceive what I see. I'm going to change how I allow this thing to affect my life. And that's the opportunity that you have right now today, to change your perception of where you are. Because the enemy's desire is to deceive us and keep us in a place of ignorance. I tell people, I learned this from my cousin, which is a pastor. He preached this. He shared this with us when he was teaching a lesson a couple of months ago. And he said, ignorance is not what we think. We think somebody is ignorant. We think that the quote unquote, the term that we use is this person is stupid. He said, but if you look at the definition of the word ignorance, it says a person that chooses to ignore. Ignorance is someone who chooses to ignore. Ignore what? Ignore the facts. Ignore the importance of what's going on. Ignore that you have the right and the ability to withstand and to stand over all the issues and circumstances going on.
Mm-hmm.
We choose to ignore places. Watch this here, that you could overcome easily by just simply just thinking in your mind, okay, I can overcome this thing right here. I can be victorious in this place if I choose to walk, watch this here, wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly into what God is calling us to walk into. And this is your opportunity right here. This is your chance. Let's pray. I'm going to pray. You just receive what God is saying to you right now. Those of you all who want this, just lift your heart, lift your mind, lift your hands, and confess this in your heart. Confess this in your, we say confess with your mouth. When we pray this prayer, I just want you to say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Simple prayer. Simple prayer. Say, Lord, I receive it. Gracious and eternal Father, I pray for those that are under the sound of my voice. God, that is desiring to change their perception on this morning, to see the direction that you're taking them into, the direction that you're transforming their thought pattern into on today. Father, our prayer here on this side of the microphone as we speak is this simple prayer. Lord, let them confess with their mouth and believe with their heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they can now confess that Jesus is Lord. Cover them now, Lord God, with your wings. Cover them with your protection. God, guide their footsteps. God, be the lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. Give them to know that even in this, God, you are God. And you are God all by yourself. Restore and power and strengthen them on every hand. And let them know that even in this, God, God, you are able to do great things in their lives, even now. God, wipe away the tears from their eyes. Strengthen them on every hand. Build them up where they're weak. Pull them into the place and in the mindset that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And for that, Father God, we give your name praise. And for that, Father God, we give your name glory. For that, we give your name dominion. And Father, we say, have your way. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Those of you all who have received this prayer on this morning, we thank you and we welcome you to the body of Christ. The Bible says that when one comes, he says the whole heaven rejoices. Everybody rejoices when one comes. So we're rejoicing with you. We rejoice with those that rejoice. We're rejoicing with you right now and thanking God for you making the decision to now become, watch this here, a part of the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. God bless you so much. We thank you again so much for being a part of what God is doing here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Continue to listen in and be a part of this broadcast. Now, those of you all who have come along and come on board, we want to share some keys with you this morning. One of the most important keys is find you a Bible-based church, someone that is teaching the Word of God, someone that is giving you a word that is a life-changing word. It's not just this is not that feel good message. It's actually a message that's actually changing lives and causing you to look and see and say, I need to get myself together. I need to get this word established in my life. Get you a Bible-based church, someone that is preaching the gospel. The second thing get under somebody who is teaching the word, that teach the word and live the word they can teach. Say that again. The person that's teaching the word is a person that's living the word that they teach. Amen. Get you somebody who live match up with what they're talking about. That's very important. That's very important. Secondly, thirdly, get you a really good Bible. Get you a really good Bible. One of them good, real good Bibles that will give you the whole role. I am a firm believer in having more than one translation because of the simple fact that it elevates the word just a little bit more. It illuminates for the word a little bit more. It gives me a little bit more understanding when I read it. Amen. It's just a part of what we do. Amen. It's just part of what we do. So get you a really good Bible. Make sure that man or woman of God that teaches the word is a word that their word that they teach is a lifestyle that they have. Amen. And the next one here is find you a good Bible-based church, Amen. Those are the three keys, and we ask that you would govern yourself according to those. Those of you all who are looking for a church home, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. We would love to have you be a part of the Abba House International. You guys that are overseas, you could actually be our virtual church if you would love to come aboard, because we do our service via Facebook. Those of you all who would like to friend us on Facebook, you may do so by going to the Abba House, friend us on Facebook, and we will be glad to friend you back on Facebook for you guys to be a part of the faith for the Abba House family. And again, we will be excited to have you guys come aboard. And join the Abba House family. It is so important to us that you guys connect with us and be a part of the Abba House family. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead on and pray for those who have submitted their prayer request to us via Facebook or whatever media site that you guys have connected to us with. Again, we God bless you. We thank you guys for being a part of that. We will give you that information here shortly, but let us go into prayer for those who have submitted their prayer requests into those media sites and then into those email addresses, that we could go ahead on and pray for them. So let us cover them. We're symbolically laying our hand upon the prayer list, and we're beginning to pray, and we'll cover them. Now, gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God, that is with us continually and consistently on a day-to-day basis. God, we call on your mighty name, God, knowing you like I know you, God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God, we know, God, that you are able, God, to step into any and every situation and cause the enemy to be alive. Father, we thank you for speaking not just life, but life more abundantly, not over just over us, God, but speaking life into us. God, we thank you for your eternal and matchless power, God, that in the midst of all that you do and everywhere that you are, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you for wiping away the tears from our eyes. Father, thank you for strengthening us where we are weak. God, thank you for giving us the understanding and the wisdom and knowledge, God. God, to be able to stand and to withstand in this storm, in this time, God, in our life. God, we know that you're able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God, we trust you, Father God, beyond what we see. God, we know that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We thank you for your eternal graces and your eternal power. God, that you step in and step through and step around and step past, God, all that we see. God, we thank you for every preacher and pastor that carried this gospel and this word. God, we pray that you would touch them in a mighty way, God, and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Father, we lift up this prayer list to you, God. We ask that you would touch, God, every person, God, that is on this prayer list. God, move by your power and by your strength. God, speak into their lives. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be powerful in their lives right now. God, speak, God, healing, deliverance, mind-regulating power. God, we pray that you would speak, God, to their finances. God, speak to their situation, their marriages. God, speak to their homes. God, speak to their jobs. Speak to their ministries, God, and call those things that be not as though they were. I call those over their life. I speak life and life more abundantly. You said we have life and death in the power of our tongue. So in our tongue, God, we speak these things to be so. God, we speak power, God, over them right now, God, the power. Father, you said you shall have power after that which the Holy Ghost have come upon you, to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manners of evil. So, Father, we stand on those things, God, that are trying to overcome us, God. God, we're victorious even now. God, you said the kingdom of heaven suffered until now. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. So we come taking this thing by force in the spirit. God, we grab a hold to this thing spiritually. We grab hold to the horns of the altar, God. God, and we begin to cry out, God, with a loud voice. God, across this nation, to all, God, that is under the sound of our voice. Shake those places, oh God. God, where the enemy thought that he had a stronghold, God, we shake those places, Lord God. God, where the enemy thought that he had a foothold, we shake those places, oh God. God, where he thought that he had a stumbling block, said, we shake those places, oh God. God, where he thought that he was going to come in and cause all manner of destruction and evil, God, we shake those places, my God. God, because we understand, God, that we have this treasure in our earthen vessels, God. God, and that this power, God, that we have to overcome, God, the enemy's mindset and the ways that he comes against us, oh, God, we speak, God, Ephesians 6 over their lives. God, we speak Lord, to everyone that's under the sound of our voices. We speak Ephesians 6 over their life. God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, their sword, oh, they, which is the word, God, their shield, oh, God. God, everything that they need, God, that they can walk into this battle and not come out, God. God, without the victory in their hand, God, we thank you for being victorious, Lord God, over the places and over the things that they see. And we thank you for your eternal grace, your eternal love, and your eternal hope. And so we know, God, all things work together for the good of them who love you, who are called according to your purpose. And thank you for letting purpose have its perfect work, not just in us, Father, but over us. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And we know it is so. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Well, thank you guys again so very much for tuning in and being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, guys, those web addresses for you guys to submit your prayer request in. The web address, those Gmail accounts that you can send your request to is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can send your request there. You can also send it to thealphahouseinternational@gmail.com. You can send them there. You also have the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can send it there. And you have the Abba House. You have the Abba House where you can send your request there as well. The Abba House, you can go in and submit it into the messenger and send us a message for your prayer request. You can also go to the Worldwide Gospel Connections blog talk radio broadcast, where it's blogtalkradio.com/Worldwide Gospel Connection. And then you can go into the comment section and you can put your request there as well. Remember, those places that you submit those requests, we get those requests and we take those requests and we do pray for those requests. We pray for those requests constantly. We are a prayer. We are a body of believers that believe that prayer works. Amen. We believe that prayer works. Also, Those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry, we ask that you would sow a seed of $25. Those of you all who can, go ahead and sow a seed of $25. If the Lord lay it on your heart to sow more, please feel free to sow more. But realize and understand that when you sow, you are sowing into fertile ground. This ministry that you're sowing into is a ministry of helps. We take that you sow into us and we help others with it. That is our goal. That is our purpose. That is our mission. Our mission is to help those who are in need. So know that your seed is not just going just into a place to where you put it into a hole and there's nothing that you're going to, that seed is not going to yield a harvest to you, because that seed that you sow, we sow into others. And that seed that we sow, that seed produces a seed and produces a seed and produces a seed and produces a seed. So we'll talk about that another time. But yes, we want you to realize that when you sow, you're not just sowing into a dead place. You're sowing in a place that has life. Amen. Amen. You guys that would like to purchase a T-shirt for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, those T-shirts are available. You can go to and submit your request to us through either one of those emails that we gave you, the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or the Abba House International at gmail.com. You can submit your request there and let us know that you want those T-shirts. You can also submit it into the Cash App. When you do your Cash App, send that and let us know that this is the money for your T-shirt. Give us the size and how many shirts that you need into that little message area that they ask if they want you to get a message. So remember, those T-shirts are 20 for adults and 15 for children. Those of you all who would like to purchase a Worldwide Gospel Connection T-shirt or the Abba House T-shirts, those are available as well. And remember, Cord Gift and Gifts, if you guys are looking for a relaxing bath experience, remember Cord Gift and Gifts. You can go to Cord Gift and Gifts 34 at gmail.com. That's Cord Gift and Gifts 34 at gmail.com. You can go there and you can submit your request for your bath bombs there. You can also send her a message and ask her to call you guys, and she will be glad to take care of that for you guys as well. She will be glad to take care of that as well. You can also submit your request at that same Corey Gift and Gifts 34@gmail.com. You can submit your request for those. She has a sale going on, a 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. Again, a 2 for $7, a 3 for $10 bath bombs. Those are some amazing bath bombs, great scents. You guys would enjoy those. Amen. So please treat yourself. Christmas is coming up. This would be a perfect Christmas gift. This is also a really perfect birthday gift for anyone. So those of you all who have the women in your life that you want to bless with something tremendous and something phenomenal, this would be that gift that you could give to them. Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you guys so much for joining us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We love you so much. We love you so much. And we thank you for taking out the time to be a part of what God is doing here at the Abba House. I'm sorry, at the Worldwide Gospel Connection and at the Abba House International. We thank you for being a part of that as well. Those of you all who are tuning in and listening to the Abba House, we thank you so much for doing that. And we look forward to you guys continually to being a part of what God is doing in our life and in our house life. We thank you guys so much. We look forward to you coming back and joining us again on tomorrow for Women's Day Thursday. We have a phenomenal guest that will be with us on Thursday. Remember to tune in and listen in to our Women's Day Thursday broadcast. And then on Friday, Freestyle Friday, we have another guest that will be on with us on that day as well. You guys have a great day, and we love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna feel it. There's no one who like
gave.
You. Who gave your life like you.
Who paid the price.
Who paid our price like you.
There's only one.
There's only
if you know there's only one, make some noise.